What if every trial, every attack, every curveball in your life was actually being filtered through the hand of Almighty God? What if the pressure you feel today is the very thing God is using to shape your character and display His glory? In this short devotional, discover what it really means to live from Him, through Him, and to Him in the public square. Even when life squeezes you, lean in. This might change how you see every battle you're facing. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, if you haven't checked out our websites, FPIW.org is our educational pieces. It's our public square ministry pieces. If you want to start a public square ministry, that is where you want to go. And click up on that little button right at the top that says Public Square Ministries. And FPIWaction.org is where we take all of our stewardship of the government area or government realm, and we take it very, very seriously. And we give you practical tools to interact with your city council, your school boards, your state legislation, and so much more. So check out those two websites. They will benefit you greatly. Hey, we are in our series, Israel, the Church and God's Sovereignty. Today is the last day in this series. And then tomorrow we get to go over to Romans chapter 12 and start a brand new series. So if you're enjoying this series, Israel, the Church and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal to change our hearts so that we change the public square. Remember, policy and all the kind of things that come out of our leadership in the public square flow out of the heart. So if we want to change what's happening around us in our culture, we got to first look inside, repent, and turn to the living God. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW, we don't care if it's $5 a month, $10 a month, or whatever a month. We are so, so very thankful for your generosity. It helps us keep going, and we just need to have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of you each and every month making sure that we can get the Word of God going across Washington State. So thank you very much. All right, so today's question is this. What would change if you genuinely live today to Him in every area of your life? Let's read Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depths of the riches of both the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become His counselor, or who has first given to Him that it might be paid back to Him again? For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. All right, so let's talk about the first part of this verse, for from Him. As you go into the public square today, recognize this. Your life comes from Jesus Christ. So it's like the hand behind me, just offering you life, abundant life, giving you that wisdom and knowledge that you need to do whatever you need to accomplish today. So for from Him. And then it says, and through Him. Now, this is what is important. When we sing that song, Worthy of It All, they actually forget this part in the middle of that song. They say, for from Him are all things, and to Him are all things, to Him be the glory. I think it's, if you add a fourth item, it doesn't sing as well or something. But this is actually a really important part, for from Him and through Him. So it's not that life just throws you a curveball or throws something at you and God is unaware and is like, oh my, I can't believe it. Like, that happened to them? No. God understands everything is filtered through God. You say, even the bad stuff? Yeah, go read the story of Job. The enemy of our soul would have no access to us except for the fact that God okayed that access. You say, well, that makes God evil. No, it doesn't. Remember, God created the heavens and the earth. He created man. He created everything good without sin. So ever since the fall of humanity in Genesis chapter 3, we have been in a spiritual battle over the soul and the life of every human being. And so when you think about this, for from Him and through Him, all things are filtered through the hand of Almighty God. And so that's why we can consider it all joy when we encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect results so that we're perfect, complete, and lacking in nothing. So God is filtering our life, and he's at times allowing the enemy to attack our lives so that we will be developed in character. I like to say this, if earth were perfect, how boring heaven would be. Now think about that. But one of the things that makes heaven heaven is because we know the contrast between what we experienced here on earth and what we will experience with him in heaven. God never designed us for death. He never designed us for all the things that we experience in this world. He designed us for good. And unfortunately, we rebelled against that. And so now we see God's hand extended to us for from him and through him. And so when you understand that your life is filtered through Jesus Christ, to him are all things. Now, the all things can really be attached from him, all things, through him, all things, to him, all things. All the things of our life, every single aspect of it is from, through, and then we are to give to him all things. Isn't that amazing? When, you know that old saying, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade? It's actually really true. When we have these things of life that come in and squeeze us and give us pressure on us, make something that is sweet and also sour and tangy for the things of the living God. Make your life a life that begins to reflect the glory of God. It says, to him be the glory forever. In other words, that we would glorify God. And some people are like, what does glorify simply mean? Well, we know what it means to curse God. And the opposite of cursing is glorifying. So if you think of this, if I curse God, I swear at him, I tell him all the things that he's done wrong, I bring him down, you might say, in my mind. If I glorify, I put the spotlight on him, I say, I know I have this situation over here, and I understand that it's the attack of the enemy, but it is coming through Almighty God. He is developing my character, and I'm not down, I am up. I am not fallen or stumbled. I am dusting myself up off, and I am running to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to the Almighty God, the Holy One, and I am allowing him to be present in my life. I bring him the glory. Do you know that your circumstances and your trials that you're going through today are the greatest opportunities to put the spotlight on Jesus, of his greatness, of what he wants to do in your life? And finally, as you're in the public square today, the final thing says, amen. He says, for from him, through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory. Amen. So be it. It's the period. Live in your life with an amen. Otherwise, God, so be it. I'm going to bring you glory, period. Nothing in this world is going to shake me. Nothing's going to confuse me. Nothing's going to make me wonder whether I have the love of God. Now, this both applies to Israel as a nation and the church as his bride and the sovereignty of Almighty God. This brings it all together. Israel as the nation is from God, through him, and to him, to him be the glory. The bride is from him, through him, and to him be the glory. Do you see that? You say, wait, I don't get those two things. Yeah, he said it's a mystery to whatever degree. But he's sovereign. He can have a nation and a bride simultaneously. To him be the glory forever. To him be the glory of all things. To him be the magnification and the proclamation of who God is in your life. To him be the glory. All right. So I'm a little bit fired up today, but I want you to hear this. From him, through him, and to him be the glory forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the life that you place inside of us through the blood of Jesus Christ. We pray for our older brother, the Jews. God, we pray that they would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. As Iran is attacking Israel, as all the war is battling over there, Lord, we know in Ezekiel 38, it says that there's going to be peace on all sides. And so, Lord, would you set up the peace of Jerusalem? God, we pray that you would begin that work in the Jewish heart, that partial hardening will be lifted so that they can see the Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Go before them today. Surround them today. Help them to find the Messiah in the Old Testament, in Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, all throughout the Bible. Help them to walk in the newness of life that you have provided. Thank you for this time of the Gentiles and for this series. God, go before us in all things. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.